into the Mina Diana live show in capital letters, exclamation point. Boom, boom, boom. It's Friday. We made it, Mina. We got through the week. We hung out with tons of media people. We've been doing interviews. Mina's been hanging out at some parties, dragging me out at night.
Oh, really? That's who's dragging who out?
She's just like pulling me by the ankles. Like, let's go. Let's go meet some people.
This one just loves staying at home.
I do. I like to read and play puzzles. Welcome in. So we're just a few days away, and listen, the hype is here. I finally started to spot some Rams fans.
Okay.
Like, finally. I've been searching for them. The Patriot fans, the Patriot Nation has come in and taken over Atlanta. I see them everywhere, as well as some Falcons fans, of course. But it seems that the Boston group, they're here in Atlanta in full force.
A little more aggressive.
Yes. All right, so most of the show today, we're going to be talking about the prop bets, because there's some really good ones this year and some funny ones. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the show, sprinkling them in. But once again, we are doing a Twitter show, so we want to keep this cool and light, and we also just want to hear from you. So tweet at us, message us. We've got people working behind the scenes, keeping an eye on it for us, and Mina's going to keep an eye on it as well. And so if she sees something cool, comment, question, basically whatever is you want to do to get involved. And like, why not get your name up on like an ESPN Twitter handle? Like this tweet from Mina, you can see her. She was hot tweeting away today.
Is it me?
Yeah. Let's pull it out. They're throwing up a tweet for us that you tweeted out, but the Philip Rivers watercolors.
Oh, I think this was somebody yesterday asked.
Oh, someone asked you?
We put out a call for questions.
Oh, okay.
And someone asked, okay, I'm saying it. How long does it take you to do those Philip Rivers watercolors, Mina? During the Chargers run.
Hold on, before this, you need to explain this though, that this is a hobby of yours.
Yeah.
When you see a moment, a person, a thing, you feel like you need to be artistic. You need to express that.
Philip Rivers is my muse.
Okay.
Just because he's so expressive. So you remember that? That was in the last playoff game.
Yeah.
And he did it again because he's made this face before. And I was just moved, you know? Like, Monet had lilies. I have Philip Rivers.
So, you know, obviously here on Twitter we have the memes, but you prefer to actually paint the moment. So you're basically just taking that idea but going old school with it.
I am old school.
You are.
I am
old school. And the thing is, like, do you have a history of watercolor painting? Like,
I do the Etch-a-Sketch, I do the watercolors, whatever moves me.
Yeah. All right, so learning you love watercolors, and she was first chair in the trumpet, so lots of good things, but she quit because she had to get braces. So, all right, we want to go a little head-to-head here.
Okay.
So all week we've been talking about the game, but we finally want to just, like, get down to the nitty-gritty here and kind of just you versus me. Oh my gosh, that is...
What did you guys do? What?
I actually own that sweater. That's the sad part. So let's start with offense, okay? So Patriots versus Rams, who do you have in terms of the best offense?
You let me go first?
Yeah, go first.
I'm going to go with the New England Patriots, and here's why. The Rams had the better offense during the regular season, and... arguably one of the best offenses in the NFL. I think Football Outsiders had them ranked second or third. Patriots were not too far behind. But what happened over the last few games and what we've seen continue into the postseason is Jared Goff has struggled a bit. His numbers have declined. Teams sort of stopped biting on play action as much. Obviously, Todd Gurley is battling something, whether it's an injury or just struggling. They're not perfect. And they lost Cooper Kupp. Meanwhile, the Patriots, I feel like, have gone in the opposite direction, where they are, I hate to use the phrase peaking at the right time because it's so cliche, but they really are. And I just don't see, when I think about the matchups and I think of the Rams, who are actually the worst team in the NFL against play action, I can just see that Patriots offense, which uses a heavy dose of play action, carving them up.
I'm actually going to agree with you, but I think when you put it on paper and you look at them head to head,
right?
You can easily see that the roster that McVay has built, well, slowly building here, on offense, I think is just better on paper. In terms of obviously having the better quarterback, you know, and like you said, peaking at the right time, I'm going to go with Patriots with you. But I still think, though, you need to give this offense credit and the creativity that they do.
Right.
I think they're better guys. I think they're better at
it. You think on a talent basis,
Really? I think Brandon Cooks is better. I think that, Robert Woods is better. I think them as a group, their running game. I just went that far without mentioning Todd Gurley. You know,
but you know,
you're taking these running backs or these running backs if you had to just pick a duo.
I'm taking these running backs what we saw from Todd Gurley in the NFC Championship.
No way. All right, so let's talk defense. All right, so I did not realize this until this morning. So I was like going through all the guys on defense. The Rams have 7 number one draft picks that start. That hasn't happened since 2006, where we saw a Super Bowl where a defense had that many first round draft picks to start.
Yeah.
So we go back to saying on paper, I think they are significantly better on defense than the New England Patriots, where like we were talking offense it was a little closer. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
I'm going to take the Patriots again. God. I know. Okay, so the Rams defense actually, so what I was saying about the Rams offense earlier where they were kind of tailing off, the Rams defense actually improved as the season went on. I think they've been really good in the postseason. But when I look at these matchups and I look at the different units, I come out liking the Patriots more. I think they have a better secondary. They have a really, really good secondary. New England has very little weaknesses. I mean, yesterday we talked about how Stephon Gilmore has emerged as probably
amazing.
The best.
Yeah.
One of the best three cornerbacks in the NFL. They've just been phenomenal, both the McCourties. However, while the Rams have Aaron Donald, Nam Kung Su, maybe a better, you know,
Fowler,
pass rush.
Peters, Talib.
Yeah. Well, Peters is up, you know, sometimes he's fantastic, sometimes you can have errors there. The Patriots pass rush has been incredible.
Mina, look at this.
In the postseason.
Who
I'm
on the
sorry.
New England Patriots looks like this? Nobody. So I get it, but.
The Rams generated pressure on 40%, a little over 40% of their snaps, pass rushing snaps in the regular season, which was best in the NFL. The Patriots have generated pressure on 47% of their snaps in the postseason. They're doing it through stunts. They're doing it through blitzes. Belichick's play calling in the playoffs has been amazing.
Okay, I will give you credit for all those points, but I'm still good to go with the collective group on this Rams defense to be better. If you keep going with Patriots on every choice here,
I promise.
We're gonna lose Twitter followers. Guys, start tweeting at her and giving her reasons on why she's not right. Well, here's the problem. Now we're gonna go coach head to head here.
Yeah.
And we can just probably make this quick, and this is no respect to Sean McVay. Guys, this is a guy who was a quality control coach with the Washington Redskins just a few years ago, promoted to tight end, to offensive coordinator, helped run that offense with Kirk Cousins in Washington, gets this job. Bob at 32 years old, and here he is at the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
There's so much credit to him. And, you know, we mentioned it yesterday when we saw the picture of Bill Belichick with Lawrence Taylor. And we were talking about how all the different personalities that McVay has had to deal with. Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, a series of guys that other teams would put in the category of, would you say difficult?
Challenging.
Challenging, right?
And dynamic personalities.
He's done such a good job managing them along with Wade Phillips. And, you know, Bill Belichick was just around Sean's age.
Yes.
When he was dealing with Lawrence Taylor, it's like he was the first guy one of the best at being a young coach and getting the best out of young guys as well.
I like that your answer is Belichick, but you're spending this whole time touting McVay and how great he is. You're right. Look, it's Belichick. Like, duh. But I'm a huge McVay fan, and I think this is really his shot. I mean, not...
What do you mean?
To prove... He doesn't have anything to prove at this point, given what he's accomplished at his age. But if he can out-coach or go toe-to-toe with Bill Belichick in this game, I mean, the things he has to do... We talked earlier about the in-game adjustments. I'd like to see him... He has to make some decisions, some strategic moves that he is not during the regular season.
Yep.
I want to see him changing his tendencies. I don't want to see the Rams running 11 because the Patriots are really good against 11. They're not good against 12. I want to see him figure out ways to neutralize the blitz, which is something, again, they haven't always been successful with during the regular season. This is like his chance to really like step up and show us like, hey, all that hype. Yeah, it was for a good reason.
Before you even made those points, I was going to say we talk about how Bill Belichick has been so successful for this long. He's coached for all these years. I think Sean McVay is the next Bill Belichick in the making. I think he's going to be, especially if he wins on Sunday, I think he's going to be the next great one. You know, we're talking about all these quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes being the future, the next Tom Brady or the next great quarterback. You know, I think this is an opportunity for Sean McVay at this early stage in his career to go that far. So that said, we got fans, right? So we've got the Rams fans. And listen, we love you guys, Rams fans, if you guys are even up on the West Coast yet. And we know the Patriot fans, they're loyal, but who are you giving it to?
We've seen a lot more Patriots fans here, and they're a lot louder on the internet. I will say, I live in Los Angeles, and when the Rams beat the Saints, fireworks went off near my house. So there are
serious... the, like, Academy Awards were on, probably. It wasn't because of that.
They were just celebrating.
Yeah, or like Gilmore Girls premiered or something.
Something like that, yeah. Listen, you definitely have started to see some Rams fans, not like the Chargers where you haven't seen a single one in Los Angeles, but, you know, there are a lot more.
This is, like, I'm going to... My Twitter's going to be a flame. I'm actually going to
do it
with Rams. I'm just going to go superficial. Just I like the sun, and I think LA is awesome. And
LA is awesome.
I've been in and lived in Boston, and my blood's still frozen. So, all right. So we need to bring in somebody who knows a little bit of something about the teams we're talking about. He's an awesome, awesome NFL analyst, but also just a really good friend of ours. Come on in. What are you waiting for?
Wait, what
do you think we're going to do? Like have fireworks
dance
for you?
Yeah,
like,
I thought that there was a better intro than that, but that'll work. Here we are.
Mina's been dabbing again, so we can do that the next time.
Are we bringing that back?
Everyone keeps saying that. I didn't know it went away.
That's my best.
Yeah.
That tells you everything you know about
her. Long time.
I couldn't even do it at the height of dabbing. Like, can I tell you guys something really embarrassing? I practiced at home in front of the mirror a few times.
You practiced what?
The dab? Yeah, I'm not going to do it here because somebody's going to make a gif of it. It's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
That is, how easy the dab is?
This is a safe place. Like,
no, I'm not going to do it. It was like,
okay. All right.
Well, now I'm done.
It's cool because no one makes fun of people on Twitter.
I'm so uncomfortable.
This is perfect.
Speaking of Twitter, you tweeted something out recently.
Did I?
It's like a half and half shot here.
Okay.
I went to your Wikipedia page because I was like, wait, did he really play on both these teams? So,
yeah. I know where this is going.
Let's see the Twitter that Hawk put out. Check it out.
Oh, man. The Hawk Bowl. Everybody has been calling it that.
That's all I've been hearing on Radio Row.
That hashtag
Who's
was trending.
Win the Hawk Bowl?
that hashtag was trending. If you could, explain yourself here, actually.
Yeah, I played with the Rams. I played with the Patriots. I am in the Ring of Honor of both organizations. they're retiring my number in both places.
Yeah.
And this is all anybody cares about. So, I'm torn.
This is an incredible game photo.
Yes.
Probably in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this was right after I caught the game-winning touchdown versus the Knicks. It was a hole-in-one. Yeah. So
All right. So we know you don't play anymore, but you've got tons of experience. If you were to be on any team right now, which would you want to be part of? The team that's done there and been there or the team that's never experienced it?
Between these two teams?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going with the LA Rams. They are a really, really fun team. Like, my heart is probably with the Rams because speaking with, like, Todd Gurley and all the guys in that locker room, that crazy collection of personality, I asked them earlier in the season, like, hey, man, like, how are you guys, like, what are your long-term goals? He's like, dude, we're taking it week by week. We have fun. Every win we get, we party in the locker room.
Love it.
And it's just really, really fun. It's like the complete opposite of the Patriots who are so businesslike.
Yeah.
So if it was me, a guy who wants to party at this day and age, I would be with the Rams.
Hawk came on my podcast, The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny, and told me a great story about the Patriots and practicing where it was so cold that he put his hands in his pockets and all of a sudden it was like time froze and everybody was looking at him like, oh my, like, what are you doing? Because and I've been thinking of that in Atlanta walking around. It's like what? 40, 50, and I'll take an Uber like 3 blocks. That's how much of a wuss I am.
Yes.
And to think about what it must have been like in Foxborough for you to put your hands in your pockets.
40 degrees is summertime in Foxborough. Literally, it was June. We had OTA practices, and it was like 32 degrees. And then one day it was like super rainy. Like you said, I put my hands in my pocket, not thinking anything of it. Keep your hands warm. You want to catch the football. And everyone looked at me like I had six eyeballs. Like, what are you doing? Stop. And before I realized what was going on, it was too late. Belichick seen me.
He probably controls the weather.
Ripped me a new one.
And like makes a polar vortex.
What do you say he rips you? Like, what does he say to you?
It was like, what are you going to do in late December when it's minus 10 degrees in Foxborough and we got to win this game to get the right seating for the playoffs? They prepare for Super Bowls and conference championships. That's why they're so good in the clutch. Yeah. That's why they're so good late games, because they prepare for these things way back in May.
So everybody's talked about, well, we work hard, right? But then, like, you talk to people with the Patriots, so, like, there's the rest of the league in terms of work, and there's us. Would you do you understand what they're saying when they say that? Are you like, oh yeah, I know what they're talking about?
Yes, because they set an incredibly high standard. The standard's so high it's impossible to meet. Right? So there's pressure on you every day. Every single practice throughout the year feels like the Super Bowl. I couldn't believe being in the meetings, watching him rip Tom Brady, watching him rip Julian Edelman, and it felt like it was week 15 of the season, but it was the third OTA. But they put that pressure on constantly so that in the Chiefs game situations, in these big games, in Super Bowls, those guys deliver because they're used to that pressure. Wow. It doesn't change what they've already done.
It's like that on our show. We're going to rip you after this.
Exactly. I
grind the tape and point out everything you did wrong.
Yes. Everyone knows
right
about
YouTube. Speaking of ripping, I kind of want to rip on you for this. I heard that you snuck into a Super Bowl party once.
Yeah, I do that every year.
So do we. But we heard that you actually got in front of a celebrity, somebody actually that loves every team in the league, even though I feel like he changes it every week. But you hung out with Drake, for real?
I did hang out with Drake. Now, this is before Drake was the Drake we know today.
Before but it was Kentucky still, Drake? Before
Yeah, it was
Duke
before
Drake.
UK Drake, Duke Drake, AB Drake.
You had all four, you saw that, all four teams in the championship. Which, and then they went, when they went to the tie, it was unbelievable.
The world almost combusted.
Because
they didn't know who to make the winner. So this is like in 2010 or 11. Anyway, we're at Super Bowl. There's a party going on. The line is like a mile long. There's celebrities in line. Like I remember like Kerry Hilson was in line.
Yeah.
Tank, people that are way more important than me. So I went to the back. I paid a janitor $100 to let me in the back door. He just walks me in, and I like go upstairs to like where no one's at to be like, okay, I'm gonna lay low for a little bit so nobody like kicks me out. So I'm in this area, nobody's there. I'm there for like 20 minutes. All of a sudden, people just start filing in, and they start claiming these tables. So I'm at a table, and they get in all these tables around me, and it's like Drake, the rapper Slim Thug, Tank, Kerry Hilson, Lil Wayne comes in.
And
so I'm there.
Who are you with? Are you with your?
I'm literally by myself. And Drake and them, and eventually they're like, who is this guy?
Oh, no.
And before I was like, I'm leaving. They just grabbed me and threw me out.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was fun though.
Which it's funny on the walk over here, I had to cut a line to make the show on time. And Mina's like, I've never cut a line. Like I've never asked to cut a line. Like TSA, you've never been late.
I follow the rules.
Who's
you've never been late and been like, hey, would you mind?
No.
How on time?
Can you imagine me trying to sneak into a party? I'd be like on the back wall, kind of trying to be inconspicuous.
It's not Mission Impossible. Yeah. It's just if you act like you belong.
That's smart.
Did you see me dab earlier? I just want to remind you of how that went.
Very solid point.
That's actually super smart though to go with the janitor thing. I'm gonna steal that.
Could I
dab? It's actually a great way to get information too.
It is. Janitors.
Janitors are $100. They know everything.
$100 to a janitor get you anywhere.
Super Bowl matchup coming up. What do you got pick wise?
I picked I don't know if you've heard, but I correctly predicted the Super Bowl matchup way back in September.
Yes. I remember.
No
this.
Big deal. I'm just a genius.
Yeah. So they basically just they email us right at ESPN and like, okay, experts. who do you got? Who do you got here in terms of going to the Super Bowl? And Hawk was one of just six people.
Yes.
Which, by the way, six people getting right.
That's
pretty
a lot.
Impressive.
Yeah.
A lot.
Right.
Do you remember who you had?
I had the Saints over the Pats.
Close.
You were right there.
Should have been.
I was accounting for the
referees.
I was
robbed. You were accounting
for
the referees.
Something didn't feel right to me in September.
It's crazy, guys, because nobody believes in the Pats, and everyone has thought they've sucked all year, but it's such a crazy thing.
Crazy
that so many people picked them to win.
She is so bitter about this.
Who could have been? Wow.
So
shocking.
You Twitter friends
underdogs
out there that are hopefully watching, the Patriot Nation is just coming at Mina for the last week because they think that she basically said that they weren't going to be there yet. She picked them.
Oh, no, I just pointed out they're not underdogs, okay? Like, don't play the underdog card. That's all. Because they were favored in every single game, okay? Until the AFC Championship in which they went on the road and they were 3-point dogs, which is basically not, you know, an underdog at all on the road. So, come on.
I had the Jags winning it all.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's rough.
I need a new job, I think. All right, guys, the best part of the weekend, I think, besides the football, are these prop bets. Just because, I think they get creative, but also they're just, like, fun to keep an eye on and keep us busy on Sunday while we're eating and watching some football. So the one that I think we all love is, like, the length of the national anthem. Gladys Knight is singing it. So a minute and 47, which, guys, that seems short to me.
Yeah, smash that over.
Yeah, it's easy money.
Yeah, that's an easy one. How about will a player use a prop during a touchdown celebration. Because have we seen any of the guys from these teams use it? Obviously not New England. The Rams?
On these teams? No. I mean, there's the Michael Thomas was the famous one this year. The Patriots being involved in this pretty much rules out fun for half of these teams. So,
there's no way they'll use a prop because it'll be a 15-yard penalty in the biggest game of their lives.
Yeah.
Could you imagine trying to sleep at night knowing you lost on a play where you decided to use a prop as a touchdown? Another easy money one. No way they're using a prop.
Micah Thomas got fined $30,000 for that phone. And the thing is, I think he would probably do it again and take the fine times three.
In the Super Bowl?
All right, maybe not the Super Bowl. Cause no way.
But $30,000 to become like a trending topic in America is basically what his bet was there.
I'm too cheap for that.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, so Tony Romo is going to be on the call, and he's had an incredible year, right? And
he's no Hawk. He didn't predict this.
No. We can't all be Hawk, Tony.
That is a great point. So how many plays Tony, we know, has been doing a great job of just predicting and sort of, fortune telling all these plays. So, you know, we're going to talk about it out there. So how many do you think he's going to correctly predict?
I'm going with 20. 20 correctly predicted plays. I feel like he wants to put on display what he could have done in the Super Bowl had he played it.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to be like, I could rip these D's apart.
Yeah. just give me a second there. Anyways, I read somewhere that he predicted 68% of plays right. This someone actually went back and charted them all. So the man has a pretty strong track record. I'll say I'd imagine under, because I can't see him doing it more than like four or five times.
I think someone's leaking him plays. I think someone is in his ear during the broadcast, giving it to him. And I think someone in New England is doing it, is going to do it, and they're going to get fired when Bill finds out.
68%? Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but not if you're getting, if you're cheating.
You made one prediction right all year long. What?
It was a good one.
He had the Cleveland Browns going to the playoffs.
Oh gosh, are we going here again?
No, you know what you did have.
What did I have?
You had that Baker Mayfield was going to start Week One.
No, I said that Baker Mayfield wouldn't play at all.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Significantly worse.
Injury didn't work.
You went
injury was an asterisk.
In on it though.
Injury threw it off.
It was annoying after a while. I'm like, will you change your opinion? It's wrong.
You should have.
How you doing now?
Injuries didn't count. We made that clear.
Whatever.
It's the hot.
All right. So we talked earlier about Coach McVay and his youthfulness.
Yes.
Obviously, he's having a lot of storyline. So how many times do you guys think they're going to talk about this?
Way over. Come on. 1.5?
Wait.
They're going to mention it.
Who made these lines?
At least three or four times.
Oh, at least. They're going to show pictures of him in high school. They're going to show the fact that he was a quarterback in the state of Georgia.
Do they cap the amount of money you can put on these bets? Because this, I'm telling you, people can get rich. They do? Okay, they do.
All right.
When you were a player and you were obviously on the sideline, not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah.
in my head, it was so much meaner, but I screamed it. What was your favorite Gatorade, like when you were on the bench?
I was an orange Gatorade guy.
Does every team have like a different specific to what they like?
No, I think they give a variety. So some weeks it'll be just lime, some weeks blues. I think they try to mix it up so it doesn't get redundant.
Yeah.
I was always an orange. I needed orange Gatorade, period. I would bring my own if I had to.
I saw someone on the Patriots yesterday and I asked him, like, what are the New England drink? He said it's always the same. He said it's always the original. So is that lemon lime, I guess?
That's probably lemon lime.
It's about as New England as an egg.
Right?
I don't think that's true, though.
They don't want to go crazy. They don't want to go. They're lying about the Gatorade.
I looked up Gatorade bass from New England Patriots, and I've seen a blue one time.
Todd Gurley, though, he likes ice punch. I've actually never. What color is ice punch?
That's like one of those newfangled,
like the frosty
blue,
ones.
Yeah.
Actually, that is really good. I'm a little OG though. I like the regular.
I like the
original. I'm going New England on that. Sorry, that's weird. All right, so how many songs do you think are... Wait, the halftime show, right? So we got Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Can you name a Maroon 5 song to put you on the spot?
No, I can name Mambo Number 5. Is that not the same?
It's not the same.
What?
Okay.
Sadly.
No, I can't name a Maroon 5 song.
Songs written to Jane, the album?
Oh.
This love.
Oh, I do know
can't
that
sing
song.
Here, right?
I know them to hear them. I'm not a Maroon 5 guy. What do you want?
I feel like people are not super.
I could name you a bunch of G-Unit songs.
There's just not like a jam. They have jams, but they don't have like, I want to get up on my feet and dance. Like when we've seen Beyonce and Lady Gaga, like you get up.
It's weird. We're in Atlanta.
Bruno Mars is awesome.
We're in Atlanta and it's Maroon 5. I mean, I know we got Travis Scott as well.
Who would have been your pick?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. I would have.
I just rolled her out and
would have been good.
I like Cardi B.
Hear Bodak Yellow and everyone was just like, you know, obviously.
I missed Migos last night, but again, like Atlanta. Right?
Yeah.
You know.
Why'd you miss Migos last night?
Because I went home.
Why?
Because I was tired and I wanted to do a crossword.
Tell them the other part of
you wanted to do a crossword.
No, her dress was too tight.
Oh yeah, I was really uncomfortable.
She kept saying she couldn't breathe.
Yeah,
like,
I wanna go that home. Happened to me all the time.
Yeah,
a classic.
She has no fight in her.
What's the over under on room 5?
Okay, back to football in terms of these prop bets. Okay. Do you guys think any touchdown is going to be overturned by replay? So here's what the line is, right? So, well, they have yes plus 145, no minus 190.
I'm going no on that.
Yeah, me too. They always, the refs lately have tried to kind of fade back a little bit in the Super Bowls. You remember last year, actually, there were a ton of calls they just didn't make.
Yeah.
So I would take the, I don't really think it's going to happen. Especially after what happened, well, though, again, that was a no call. I feel like they're going to be extra careful in this game.
All right, we got high scoring offenses here that could potentially put up some big numbers. This is actually my favorite prop bet, and so it's, I think it's Mina's too. Will be combined score by more than 76 points. So you're talking almost, what, 40 each? Almost, roughly? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. That would mean that, like, the defense is just going to show up.
I know, which is not that type of game.
It's not that kind of game.
I think this is the type, actually, where the defenses are the strengths of these teams.
I think the Patriots' defense is going to show up in a big way.
Yeah, earlier we were debating about the Patriots and the Rams defenses, and I was just marveling at how this Patriots defense has been a different unit in the playoffs compared to the regular season. Like, this pass rush has just come out of nowhere. I said they were better than the Rams defense, and I think they're really, really, really good at this moment in time.
I've made a counter argument that I thought that collectively, this Rams defense, they have 7 first-round picks. It's the first time that's happened in a Super Bowl since 2000.
Yeah.
So the total number of points, by the way, in a Super Bowl, it was 75 points combined. So
that was last year, right?
No, that was 1995.
Okay.
I'm going to remember. Yeah, it was 1995 when that happened. I was just joking. I didn't remember that. Someone sang in my ear. Last year was 74, just so you know. But you're close.
Who was 95 Super Bowl?
1995 Super Bowl. It was Niners Chargers.
Niners Chargers. Okay.
So I don't, you think it could pass that? Or we're saying no. We're going to say that defense.
Nah. Pats always play close games, too.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this, actually, because we were saying yesterday, and I don't think Mina agreed with me. I was saying if the Patriots won, that whoever the MVP is going to be should take that little trophy, that little award, and hand it right over to Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach for the Patriots, to be like, what you did with this line to make a bunch of just regular guys.
Yeah.
There's not one guy on this line that went higher than the third round in the draft. Like, it's incredible. Do you think he deserves that kind of love, or am
Absolutely
I being a little
not.
Too?
No, I would never hand my Super Bowl MVP trophy to anybody, but
You're
my
just,
wife
yeah.
to put on the mantle.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, no, no one's getting my trophy.
But
good job, coach. Do your job. That's what they say in New England. He's done his job like everybody else. That's why we're here.
Do you think this is it for Gronk?
I do think this is it for Gronk. Another prediction before the season. I actually predicted that both Tom Brady and Gronk will retire after this season.
Brady's not retiring.
I realize what you're doing here. You just want to let everyone know that you're doing
it. I do. I'm just saying, am I Tony Romo light?
Nobody knows.
I don't know. People are saying it. Who? A lot of people. I'm just saying. That's I'm just putting it
out
there.
I heard someone literally on the street. They were like, hey, whoa, the Hawk Bowl's coming.
The Hawk Bowl.
Tony Romo light. I just saw him walking
They're
down
calling
the street.
It the Tony Romo light bowl.
The Tony Romo light bowl.
We should get that hashtag out.
The
Hawk Bowl. It is. So in the end, though, even though we it sounds like you like to see this Rams team, it seems like you want them to win, but who do you think will win?
I think the Patriots are going to win. I just don't see
what has to happen for that because we've been talking all week about like why it's inevitable, what this Patriots defense peak at the right time, the pass rush, the offensive line. What has to happen for the Rams to upset the Pats?
Someone important on the Patriots has to get hurt.
I know. I thought about that too.
Unfortunately,
it's so bleak.
It really is, but it's
not even that. Brady doesn't have to get hurt. He just has to get hit.
Yeah, I didn't say Brady. I'm just saying, it's like Brandon Cooks. I think if Brandon Cooks wouldn't have gotten hurt last year, yeah, the Patriots would have won last year's Super Bowl.
There are so many Super Bowls where you can look back and a single injury really decides them.
Well, let's hope that nobody gets injured. And fortunately for us, no one was injured this whole week on this Twitter show. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us all week. Thanks for all the comments and the tweets. And even if you bother Mina sometimes, it's all good. Oh my.
No, stop. Come
get
on.
Get it trending.
That's
now.
No.
Embarrassing.
That's not good.
I use that so many times.
No.
The dab never went away. That's all we got to say. Hopefully we'll be seeing that at the halftime show. And I hope you guys enjoy the game. Thanks for hanging out.